For joining me today. My name is Serena, and I am so happy that I get to be with you guys today, both on YouTube in this live stream and on 1-2 Radio. So before, let me just make sure everything is coming through great, and we are. Okay, you guys. So this is my first official live stream. I've done a couple live streams, but this is my first official one of the Life Journeys weekly radio show. So today is Monday, May 19th. Let me make sure I get that right. May 19th, 2025. Happy Monday, you guys. And I am coming to you live at 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you are listening on 1-2 Radio, feel free to come over and join me on YouTube. You can find my channel at Life Journeys with Serena. And if you click on live, that will take you over to my current live stream. And if you have any problems reaching me there, you can always leave a comment in the chat room in Facebook. And for those of you who are new to 1-2 Radio, who may be tuning in now on my YouTube channel, we have a wonderful collection of radio shows from a really wide variety of brilliant hosts over at 12radio.com. We also have an interactive chat room there through Facebook. So if you request to join, you are welcome. I'll make sure that you get in and that you're able to say hi to everybody there too. But I will be looking at both chat rooms throughout the show, both in Facebook and on YouTube. I will be giving readings today. So if you would like a reading, go ahead and let me know if you'd like just a card pulled, or if you would like a general reading, or if you have a specific question about what's going on for you. But any concerns or things where you would just like a little bit of clarity, then you can leave a comment either in Facebook or YouTube and I'll find you guys. So before I check in the chat room, I do want to do just a general reading. This is something that I really like to do to connect. Just kind of center all of our energy. So whether you are watching this live, if you are listening in at a later date, if you find this another time, this reading is still for you. And I hope that you're able to find its placement in your life and resonate with it. Okay, so I feel that I'm feeling a lot of warmth. Warm and positivity here for you. I feel like there's a lot of potential sitting within your feminine power. And whether you are a man or a woman listening to this, we all have access to that divine feminine power. And that's what I'm speaking to right now. I'm speaking to our ability to nurture, our ability to be empathetic. Our ability, our loyalty and sincerity sits within our feminine center. But I'm feeling a bit of a block there, and it seems like there's some fear attached to that restriction. And I just want to invite you to sit with that fear for a minute. This feels like an opportunity where you could take some time to just evaluate, why am I afraid? Why do I feel that worry or that anxiety? And it does feel tied to letting other people in. It feels tied to give that ability that you have within you. Don't give it with wondering what you'll get back. Don't give it with wondering if it will be well received. It will be. And everything that we do when we interact with the people that we love is reciprocal. It goes in circles. We give and we take, and we give and we take. So let that, if that's the worry that you're sitting in, let it go. And just take an opportunity to connect with your people and allow that very powerful, very grounding feminine energy just to flow through you. Because it's beautiful when we really allow it to do what it's meant to do. And that, I love that general reading for you guys. I feel like, you know, as a mom, I'm tapping into my feminine energy all the time. It's something that I love that I have such a strong bond with. But I'm going to come check out the chat room for you guys now. Make sure you all are here with me. And, oh, it looks like we have a few people in our YouTube chat. We have Shell is here. Hi, my dear. Thank you so much for being here. I'll get to your question in just a moment. And then Renee is also here. Hi, Renee. Thanks for finding me over on YouTube. That's so much fun. Renee is one of our, both Shell and Renee are one of our regulars over at 1-2 Radio. So thanks for making the switch over to YouTube with us. It's really exciting. And Gypsy Skies Caravan is here. Hi, thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad that you could join me. And let me just pop over and check in on Facebook. Just make sure I'm getting everybody. And it looks like I did. Okay, I'll keep checking in on that throughout. I'll keep checking in on that with you guys throughout the day, throughout the hour, just so I can just make sure that if there's any questions that I can answer or any ways that I could connect to you. And I'm seeing all the other comments pop up. Suzanne says, great to see you here live today. Thank you, Suzanne. I know it's working. I'm so happy about it. You guys, technology is really wonderful when it works. I think Mark was saying something like this morning. It's wonderful when it works. It's really stressful when it doesn't. And I figured it out. So I'm really, really excited to be here. And Gypsy Skies Caravan, I'm Tara. Tara, thank you so much for letting me know that that's who you are. I am so glad to see you. Thank you. Okay, Shell would love a reading clarity on what Mikey's deal is. Oh my gosh. Well, Shell, the first thing that's coming up is that message that was coming through for a general reading really does feel like it applies to this situation. I'm actually getting a lot of the same cards as well. It feels like that similar energy. And it seems like Mikey is in the process of exploring this as well. This actually feels like that message of allowing that divine feminine energy to flow through you is more for him than it is for you. It feels like you sit very comfortably in that energy, even in moments when maybe you question it. It feels like you are quite comfortable there. But it seems like that's something that he is working through. So he's not used to being a nurturer. He's not used to that being at the forefront of his mind or that being allowed even. And so any kind of, it feels like he's been back and forth a lot. It feels like he's been kind of really warm and welcoming one moment and then cold or distant another. Let him figure it out. Just give him some time. There's nothing that you can do to push him down this path. Let him feel this out. Because it is harder for men in our society to access this feminine energy. It really is. It's not always accepted, even though there's a lot of strengths that come with it. And so I just, yeah, that feels like that's the energy for him. Give him time. And the more that you're able to just sit in your own flow and connect with the people around you and center and ground yourself and allow your focus to be there, the easier he will have, because you two are so energetically connected. If you are able to really make sure you're taken care of that way and your energy is taken care of that way, that will give him the space to breathe. Not that you're responsible for him, but there's a connection there. That was to breathe and be able to figure out this whole big thing. So, okay, before I check in on any other requests for readings in the chat room, I just want to let you guys know a bit about what I'm doing here on my channel. Monday through Saturdays, I am doing a morning coffee energy reset and daily reading live stream. So you can meet, it's going to be through the same channel, Life Journeys with Serena. And I am coming live with you guys between 7 and 7:30 in the morning. I am really trying to make it 7 o'clock. And I'm really pushing for that. But if it's not happening right at 7 and you're waiting for it, just hang out for a little bit. It'll happen in the next few minutes. When in that morning coffee series is what I'm calling it, I'm sitting with you with my cup of coffee. And so I start with maybe a 5-minute meditation, and then I do a general reading. And I just, it's my attempt to commit myself to starting every day out with intention and to share that with you all. And so I am making sure that I'm doing that every through Saturday. I'm taking Sundays off. I feel like Sundays are sacred. Sundays should be slower. I'm gonna let myself sleep in a little if my kiddo lets me. And that feels, maybe eventually I'll do 7 days, but right now I'm gonna commit to 6. So if you subscribe to this channel and hit the notifications, then you will get a notification. If you have YouTube on your phone, you'll get a notification whenever I'm going live. Just sit around and wait for me to start it. When it starts, you'll know, okay, I can connect and start my day off with intention. It ends up being about a 15-minute live stream. And I'm also doing a lot of industry readings. This is something that I started doing a while ago that I'm committing to doing a lot more frequently through YouTube Shorts. So if you have an industry that you work within or that you feel associated with, it doesn't have to be your career, and you would like a reading for that industry, go ahead and leave a comment in the chat or a comment on this video too. Or a comment on any of the shorts. If you leave a comment anywhere on my channel, I'll make sure I see it. And I will get that industry reading to you later that day. The next. And by industry reading, I mean that if you work in the tech industry, then then I will do a reading for you in the tech industry. If you're a student, if you're a nanny, if you are a gardener, if you are a musician, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're starting your own business. And I have a lot of these readings that I'm already putting out there, and that I have a lot more that are queued up, ready to go. But it's such a fun way for me to connect with you all in a personal way. So if there's any specific industry you would like me to focus on, and no industry is, it doesn't have to be commonly known, right? It doesn't have to be like, oh, people don't want to hear about who's working in marine biology. No, I will do a reading for marine biologists. Just let me know what field you're in, or if you're a stay-at-home mom, or if you are a YouTuber, or, you know, whatever your world is. Oh, and I will connect with you and anyone else who's in that world through a short. And I'm really, that's been really fun for me to do. And so I am also going to be doing, then I have my weekly show here with you guys where I do my, I'm able to connect. I do live readings. If you have anything personal you would like me to dive into with you. And I also will be doing a few other, that's just what I have planned right now. I'm sure there'll be meditations. That's what it is. I am doing about 10-minute meditations, and right now I'm having them very grounding and chakra-based. So if you would like to connect with me and do a meditation, it's such a powerful way for us to connect with our energy and to just allow yourself to be conscious and present. So much of what I talk about on my radio show in here is being present and catching yourself in the when consciousness feels challenging. And if you have a hard time feeling conscious and present, then try a meditation that brings you into the present and clears your mind. And even if it feels like, gosh, I can never get my head to shut up because there's so many thoughts going on, there are tools and ways that you can hone this skill. Because having a quiet mind, it's a skill. It's a muscle. It needs to be worked. It needs practice. And it's important that we are able to engage in that way. It's going to be, just a 5-minute break. I have to go check in on my kiddo, and I'll be right back, and we'll be giving more readings in the chat room for you guys, all right? Thank you. Okay, you guys, I'm back. That ended up not being necessary. I just had a feeling I needed to go check in on my guys. And they're doing great. Okay. Here we go. I'm right back with you guys, and I'll be here for the rest of the hour with you. Thank you so much for giving me just a moment to check in on my kiddos. Okay, let's see. In the chat room, we have, Shell here says Pacific time. Yes, everything that I'm talking about with the morning coffee series, 7 a.m. Pacific time, everything is Pacific time. I'll make sure that I, thank you, Shell, for reminding me. The show happens 11 a.m. Pacific time on Mondays, and then the daily readings Monday through Saturdays, 7 a.m. Pacific time. And Lori is here. Oh, she says, you look great. Thank you. I can hear so much better today. You guys, it took a minute to figure out the tech, but I'm so happy that I did, because this is so much fun that I get to connect with you all this way. It makes me so happy that I get to do this. And I'm paving the way. Mark and I are paving the way to bring everybody else to YouTube. And because we have so much wisdom sitting in 1-2 Radio. And that is... Oh, I'm seeing somebody says... Pamela is saying she doesn't see my banner or link to YouTube. I'm going to leave that under there. Pamela, I just left the link in a comment underneath your post. I put my banner's a little further down. And while I'm in Facebook, I just want to connect with you guys here because I do have a comment from Jean. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Jean says, blessings to you and the family. Thank you. I always appreciate any kind of love and energy you guys send my way. It does not go unnoticed. Thanks, you guys. Do you have a card for me going forward? Yes. Wow. Okay, so I will show you this card if you're able to look on YouTube. This is from the Wisdom of Avalon series. Let's see. There you go. The Water Fairy, which is all about feelings and emotions. In the same way that in tarot, all the cup symbols, they all represent our feelings and how it can be so hard to find the balance within it. And so what's coming forward for me, Jean, with this card is that you need to allow your feelings space. It feels like if you're able to give yourself that time, because it feels like there's just so much going on for you. It really feels like you're struggling to keep up in a way with it. There's so many different hats that you're wearing. Your responsibilities are dividing you in different ways. And it feels like you have been keeping everything under a really tight lock for a while, which we all do to push through those tough times. We do. And it's a skill that is really important to have and to be able to do. But if we don't allow ourselves that moment to just let us be in our feelings, and I'm not saying take action within this feeling center, but allow yourself to experience your feelings. Sometimes a good cry is all we need to release. When we cry, we release so much through those tears. And it can be really empowering to give yourself permission to let go in that way. And so that's what's coming through for me, for you, Jean. If you're able to give yourself that space just to, for every emotion that comes to the surface to be okay. Don't critique it. Don't feel like you need to understand it. If you feel grief pop up, allow it. If you feel confusion come up, allow it. If you feel worry or even hate or anger, allow yourself just to experience the feelings as they bubble up You don't need to sit in them for very long and see what comes next. And then with that feeling of experiencing your emotions, rather than stifling them and pushing them down and ignoring them, I have a feeling you're going to feel a lot lighter as you go throughout your day. And everything that you're, all the responsibility that you have right now may feel a little more manageable. I hope it will. So that is, I thank you so much for asking. And that is something that I think that's advice for several of you. I don't think that's just for Jean. Something Lori was talking about in her show is that sometimes a reading will a question will be asked by one particular person, and the answer is for many of you. So for all of you listening, if you feel like you've been tense and tight and overwhelmed, consider taking that advice as well. It's a really powerful thing, and I think we all need to allow ourselves to experience our emotions frequently. And again, that is not, don't make decisions within that feeling center. We have a balance between our head and our heart for a reason, right? We need to use our logic and our reasoning in decision making in order to have a balanced life. But we can't ignore our emotions. They're there for a reason. It's really important. So I'm looking back on YouTube, and Tara says, we will need to play with Raven and I being on YouTube together. Yes, I can't wait to get Raven on YouTube, you guys. Raven has her show, Raven's Rabbit Hole, on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific time. If you are not listening to Raven's show, I don't know what you're doing, because she goes down these rabbit holes that just blow my mind every time. And I am lucky enough to be her producer, and I love that I get to be in the background over every show. And I think she's going to be a hoot on YouTube. I think you guys are going to have so much fun with her. And Tara, if you are ready to go on YouTube as well, let's get you on there, because I know you and Raven I love the conversations that you and Raven get to have, and I can't wait for that. So and while I'm talking about this, you guys, if you also go over and subscribe to 1-2 Family Advisors, that is where all of the content that we're bringing to YouTube from 1-2 Radio is going to be posted. So I encourage you, as our hosts start these and are starting to post, subscribe to each individual account, of course, and then go subscribe to 1-2 Family Advisors. We're going to be putting so much content there, and it is going to be kind of where, if you want to just find one after another, you'll be able to get everyone's content that way. Okay, I think that's the bulk of it for the business side. Guys, the thing I wanted to talk to you guys about today is something that's been on my mind frequently lately, and it's the reality that all of you listening today are on a path towards higher consciousness. You're on a path to expanding your mind, on diving into your spirituality. You are attempting to learn all of these tools that we have available to us as humans that permit us to engage with the world and with the people around us and with ourselves and our own consciousness on some level. And by tools, I mean whether you are exploring astrology or maybe numerology or the human design or tarot or oracle or your own intuition or your own energy work or meditations. All of us, all of you who are, if you're listening, you're in this group, you are on this path where you are intentionally growing. And it's beautiful that you guys are here and that this is how you're choosing to live your life. And something that is a challenge to those of us who have chosen that path is that not everyone else in our life is on this path, right? We have other people in our world who we love dearly who aren't choosing to walk down a path that includes self-growth or expanding your consciousness or growing within your spirituality. And that's just part of life. It's just how the world functions. But and in some ways, people do it without realizing that they are. You can be in therapy and not be on this specific spiritual journey, and that's a form of self-expansion and of growth and self and understanding your own psyche and your ego and the many layers that come within our own identity. You could be practicing being present by, maybe you love gardening and you are able to allow your mind to clear when you're weeding, right? Or you're pruning your vegetables, or you're harvesting, or you're putting seeds in. There's so much with our interaction with the soil and everything there that is so grounding without necessarily jumping into the spiritual side of it. So there are ways, of course, for people to grow. But then, of course, there's going to be people who, that growth scares them. Understanding their origins, them understanding why their brain works in a certain way scares them, and they may not even be able to tell you that it scares them, right? They're just sitting there afraid and are going about life, and it's fine, so why change it? Why push things, right? And I feel like this is on my mind, and that I'm encouraged to bring this up here, because I just want to remind you all that if you have someone in your life who is sitting in that fear, where you in this, as a person who is on this journey of growth, you're able to see the potential that they have. You're able to see the opportunities that they have in front of them to dig a little deeper, to think, huh, why do I think that? To, you know, in things that seem really simple and straightforward and easy for you. But it's so much bigger than that. And you cannot be the person that convinces them to choose this path, because then they're not choosing it for themselves. And this is the hard part of this conversation, because for those of you who have someone in your life who you see the potential, it's so hard because you feel it. You feel that potential and you're just yearning for them to choose it. But they have to choose it for themselves. If they choose it for you, it's not going to stick. And then you'll feel obligated, and then it's such a slippery slope. The biggest piece of advice I can give you, if you feel like this is a situation that you're in, is live your life in demonstration. You don't have to invite them into every aspect of your growth and your spiritual journey, but if you're able to demonstrate the freedom that you feel through this growth, or the peace that you feel, or the excitement that you have when you have a bit of expansion within your spiritual connection. There's so many little layers to it that are so joy-filled. It seems like the biggest gift you can give the people in your life is allowing that joy just to spill off of you. And I'm not saying there's pressure or that you need to be joyful and happy all the time. But in the moments when that genuinely comes through, just let it radiate off of you. And it's such a gift to share that with the people that we love. And it is noticed. It's noticed because when it's connected to energy, when it's connected to expanding your consciousness and reaching a deeper level of peace, whether that's through meditation or oracle or, you know, or tarot or however you're expanding, right? When you reach that deeper level of peace, it just feels different than any other. It's not the same as being content. It's happy. It's peaceful. And it's noticed. And it's a beautiful thing that even people who aren't a part of this world, who aren't on this same journey with us, who aren't interested in a journey or even aware that there's a journey out there to have, right? It's noticed. And it kind of makes them go, whoa, what's going on with you? Right? But it's powerful. And so if you can't convince them to jump on this journey with you, it's not your job to convince them. It is not your role. And it's challenging and it's painful sometimes, because through this, we dig up things from our past and we are understanding why we had to experience different hardships. There are moments where we struggle. But if we can, and if you're feeling comfortable being vulnerable with the people in your life this way, then let them in on those moments too. That is powerful as well. But even just begging them to come on the journey with you, there's no point in that, because you don't want them to choose it for you. So let them see what your world is like through just being and allowing your own journey to be your priority. That's I could talk about this forever and ever, but I'm going to check in on you guys in the chat room and see what you all are feeling. Ah, Shell says, that's good. Live your life in demonstration. Thank you. Sometimes the words just come to me and I can't always take credit for them. Sometimes they really do just show up that way. Thanks, you guys, for jumping in. I'm just going to check on Facebook now, too, because we got to make sure I'm getting all of you. Let me see. Okay, Pamela says, would love a card or message trying to get on top of health issues. Thank you. Of course, my dear. Let me see. Still having to get used to getting on YouTube. Don't worry. That's why we're doing both, right? Because if you guys are having a hard time switching over to YouTube, don't worry. We've got you in the chat here. Let me see if I got everybody on Facebook too. So, okay. Pamela. Okay, I'm getting beautiful. You are so close to figuring out the exact switch you need to make within your health issues. It's like that full potential of you really sitting in empowerment and feeling good in your body. It's sitting right there. You're so close to it. Wow. And the main key that's coming up here is communication. Okay, there's something that's been misunderstood, maybe with your health team, or maybe you haven't felt comfortable enough to convey that you're feeling a certain thing that maybe you're struggling with, or you're not sleeping well, or, you know, whatever that, it takes a little bit of vulnerability sometimes with our healthcare team, right, with our doctors and the support that we get there. We don't always see our doctors too often. That trust is really hard to build over time. So what's clear right now, yeah, is that you can trust your care team, okay? You can trust them with the things that you're experiencing that feel a little more vulnerable, that you're not too sure about sharing just yet, because those feel like they're really significant. They're really important for you to be able to convey that this is something you're experiencing. It almost feels like that's the missing link. Yeah, it feels like that's the missing link. And once they say, oh, you're experiencing, like, sleep is coming to mind, or something you are feeling when you're sleeping or something like that. Or maybe not being able to rest, or a discomfort you feel when you rest, something along those lines. That detail feels really crucial, and your team will be able to say, oh, okay, if that's the case, we need to go down this route. Like, it feels like it's a really simple, clear answer. And I feel that potential of you feeling so comfortable in your body. It's right there. You're so close. You really are. And I know this has been a struggle with you for a while now. And I hope you are able to stay positive through this, because that's so much power sits within positivity. And of course, allow yourself to feel the struggle of this. Don't feel like you need to be positive 100% of the time. Allowing yourself to feel your emotions is true for you as well. But simultaneously pull out of those feelings of worry and anxiety and focus on consciously shifting into my body knows exactly what it needs. My body is capable of feeling peaceful. My body is powerful. My body is healthy. If you're able to shift into envisioning and feeling the potential there that I'm seeing so clearly of that's sitting like right behind a wall, you will feel so comfortable in your body again. You just have to get through this one communication thing. Another thing that feels helpful for you is if you're able to daydream about what it will feel like to feel good in your body again and to be past this, that is huge as well. And so often when we're really struggling with something, it is so hard to let ourselves hope, right? Or wonder what it will feel like. And it's a really powerful tool that we have in our pocket that a lot of us forget about. It's easy to forget about because it's so easy to fall into worry and everything. And if you're able to shift into positive manifestation, and even if it's just something as mantra as my body is capable of being healthy, my body is perfect the way that it is. There's so many ways that you can shift into that mentality. And when it's feeling really rough, it feels like that positivity has potential to help you a lot too. So I hope that resonates. Talk to your doctors. They are safe. Thank you. Okay, good. You're welcome. Anytime. So happy I got to connect with you. Let me see if I'm missing any of you guys over here. We went way down. Nope, we're good. Okay, let me check in here for you guys. Let me see. Nice. Okay, everybody. Oh my gosh. This is fun. I'm having a great time. I feel like I'm able to connect, almost like knowing that you all can see me. It feels like there is an ability for me to add a layer to my communication in a way. I don't know. There's something that feels like it's flowing really easily with live streaming, which is just, I'm so glad that that's how it's happening. And let me see what message is coming through for... Yeah, okay, that is what I thought. I just wanted to check in to see if that's the right path that I should go down right now with you guys. Okay, when it comes to change, and we are coming up... This is a little early, but we're coming up on a season change, right? We have our solstice coming up next month. And I feel that... there's so many shifts that are coming with this. It seems like this summer is going to be a really big moment for a lot of you. And there's a lot of worry associated with that change. And some of the worry could be a little silly. Like you could worry that it's going to be way too hot this summer, which is a valid, valid worry. I'm a little worried about that too. But you guys sitting in that worry, it's important to recognize it. This is the thing that I feel like we kind of skip over so often when we're talking about manifestation and being present and positivity, because worry is there for a reason, right? If you are worrying about, let's go with the example. If you're worrying about how hot it's going to be this summer, there are possibly precautions that you need to be taking, right? But sometimes it can be so hard to shift into action or to shift out of worry and into movement. And that's the shift. That's when worry stops being, right? But worry has the opportunity to be very helpful. It can warn us about so many things, and it can be a really good tool if you know how to interact with it. The moment that worry turns into anxiety or depression or just negativity or spiraling, it's no longer helpful, right? And that is not when you are supposed to take action. That is when the shift that is needed is into present, into your physical body. Take stock of something physical around you. Take stock of something that you can see. A really great snap once you recognize you're spiraling or recognize that you're sitting in this anxiety or this worry, pick out three things that you can see around you, right? Like silly things. Like there's a hat, laundry basket, yarn. Brings you back into the moment. Then three things that you can feel on your skin. I feel my glasses on my nose. I feel my scarf on my shoulders. I feel my shoes on my feet. Right? Then you can take this a step further. Those are normally just like to snap you into the present moment if that's all you need to do. Stop there. Go about your day. If you have a moment, slow down and then feel internal, right? Like right now, my mouth is a little dry. My stomach is a little hungry. And my knees are a little sore. I don't know. But if you're able to slow down and feel internal as well, that takes another big step into recognizing what's going on. And if you're sitting in anxiety, what those things may be is your heart may be racing, your throat may be tensing, your shoulders may be aching. And by being able to shift and move and everything, you are bringing yourself out of the anxiety, because that is not present. That's worrying about the future. That's sitting in something in the past. That's not present. And come back to the present moment. And reset yourself that way. And if you have 10 minutes, go listen to a meditation. Ground yourself. If you don't have 10 minutes and you need to go about your day, then just imagine your body, just picture your body in your mind. You don't have to do anything with it. Just picture your body in your mind. Your body is safe. Sometimes we just need to go back to the basics. Your body is safe. Your consciousness right now exists within your body because you are present. And if the moment that you step out of this and you go back to life, you go straight back to spiraling, go back to three things that you can see in the room. Three things you can feel on your skin. Three things that you feel internally. Envision your body. Just these four steps. Until and eventually, you won't snap back to the spiral. And it is such practice. It doesn't come easily. You may be 20 minutes into your spiral before you realize you're spiraling. And that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. That's all right. But in the moments that worry pops up, where that anxiety and that intense negativity and the spiraling doesn't happen, take advantage of that moment before it turns into that. Because if you sit and worry for too long, it will go there. Take a moment and recognize, oh, I'm worried because if it gets too hot and we don't have the right air conditioning, that's going to be really uncomfortable. And my fish may not live, right? It's like there's really practical ways that we can take worry and turn it into action. And the important thing is to shift into action. That's the main point here. If you catch it quickly enough, it is useful. And you can normally when you catch it early enough and you shift into action, then you don't go down the spiral, because now you're in action. Because now there's movement attached to it and you have purpose. And you're giving the worry purpose, right? And that is major. That's really significant that you're able to do that. There's so many ways you can take this. And it is unique depending on what your worry is about, where it's sitting in your body, but allow it to be helpful. And don't beat yourself. The answer is never beat yourself up about the fact that you're experiencing this. Even if it took you an hour to realize that you were spiraling, right? Don't ever say, gosh, I should have caught that so much earlier. It's not helpful. It's not going to serve you. There's no point in blaming yourself or shifting into guilt. That's just sending you further down the spiral. Recognize it and shift into, how do I come back to the present? And then if you have the time and you're able to do a meditation to really ground yourself in the present, do it. If all you have time for is a few manifestations, shift into just repeating manifestations over and over again and do it in a way that makes you laugh, right? Like, I don't know, what's a goofy one? Like, it could be, I'm just going to run with this example, you guys. We're going to be cool all summer. And then start saying it over and over again. We're going to be cool all summer. We're going to be cool all summer. Like, how goofy can you get with it, right? Like, if you're doing dishes, if you're driving to work, if you're hanging out with your kids, turn it into a game, right? How hard can you make yourself laugh by how ridiculous you're being? Laughing at ourselves is another wonderful way to shift into the present. Zoom out. This is Mbasa's. I can't take credit for this. Mbasa brought this up when I had her on my show, and I think about it all the time. If you are stuck in negativity, and if you are stuck in hatred or anger or any of those murky, heavy, negative feelings, and you can't shift into anything positive, you can't shift into gratitude, you can't shift into grace, you can't shift into anything positive, zoom out and look at how ridiculous you are in this moment and laugh at yourself. It's a beautiful skill, and it's a wonderful thing. If you can't remember anything else, and all you can remember is zoom out, that'll do it too. There's so many tools. And this is the wonderful thing about this, you guys, is it's unique to each of us, what we need in that moment. It's unique to each of us. And it can be entirely customized to what you need in that moment. And we're running out of time. Okay, I just realized I'm just talking. I'm going to check in with you guys one more time and make sure I'm not missing anybody. Maureen says, hi, Serena, finally made it. Would love a message for the remainder of the month. Energy feels heavy. Yeah, Maureen, I totally get it. And it feels like it's that anticipation for you as well with change that's coming up. Letting go of that worry will serve you as well. It feels like there's a lot of pressure on someone in your life, that someone very important in your life, that you are feeling as well, Maureen. It feels like the pressure that this, and it's someone in your immediate family, they may even be living with you, maybe not, but really close. They're really close within, they're closely tied to you, and they're experiencing so much pressure. And worry about something that just feels really high stakes. It feels like you're taking that on. And right now you have an opportunity to let that go because it's not yours to carry. You can't make this decision for them. You can provide support and be emotionally stable for them, but you can't do it for them. They're supposed to go through this. It's supposed to be hard right now. Sometimes it's just supposed to be hard for them. And I feel your heart aching for them. But let that go and allow yourself to be that strong energy. Ground yourself. Sit in that positivity because they can't do that right now. They're so worried about this. And if you're able to be that grounding space, provide that emotional stability, it will serve them so much more than if you tried to solve it for them. And it feels like that opportunity is coming up for you soon. It will happen before the end of the month. And I hope that resonates. And I'm so glad you joined. Thank you for jumping in. Okay, great. Maureen says, thank you. Renee says, great show, Serena. Have a wonderful week. Thank you, Renee. Let me just check in on Facebook, make sure I'm not missing anybody. And it looks like I got everyone. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for joining me today. I had a blast. I had the best time. If you would like to start your day off with some intention, you can find me tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time for my coffee series, where we will do our meditation and daily reading. And if you can't catch it right at 7 a.m., you can start that video at any time. So I hope that finds you well. And if you guys would like a specific industry reading, go ahead and leave a comment and I will make sure to create one for you. Thank you guys so much for being with me here today. I will be back next week at the same time, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for the next Life Journeys with Serena on Monday, 11 a.m. And otherwise, you can find me over at 1-2-Listen, where I am an intuitive advisor and I'm so excited to connect with you. So give me a call. And have a wonderful rest of your Monday, you guys. Enjoy your week. Stay present, stay grounded, and stay happy. Stay joyful.
We'll be right back.